Your Eye on Annapolis Daily News Brief keeps you informed about what's happening in Annapolis, Anne Arundel County, and Maryland. Local news, local sports, local events, local opinion, and of course, local weather. Your Eye on Annapolis Daily News Brief starts now.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, April 17th, 2024. This is John Frenay, and this is your Eye on Annapolis Daily News Brief presented by Annapolis Subaru and the SPCA of Anne Arundel County. Hey, political geeks, tonight is the Congressional Candidates Forum at the Eastport United Methodist Church at 6 p.m. You want to go there and learn about the 17 Democratic candidates that are running for office. Enough of that for now, but more on that later. Let's get into the news, shall we? Congrats to a trio of high school seniors in the Advancement Via Individual Determination, or AVID program, who have all been recognized as Dell Scholars. J.D. Maiasila Chimbrazo of Annapolis High School, Ali Salan of North County High School, and Cheyenne Reed of Southern High School each will receive a $20,000 scholarship in addition to a laptop computer and printer by the Michael and Susan Dell Foundation. The program does also provide students with technology, a private scholar networking community, resources, and mentoring to ensure they have support they need to achieve their college degrees. Congratulations to you three. What an amazing job. Let's talk politics a little bit. Former U.S. Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn has emerged as the financial frontrunner in Maryland's 3rd Congressional District race, amassing $3.77 million in campaign contributions. A lot of that comes from out of the district. This far outpaces his opponents in a crowded field of 22 Democrats. Next in line is State Senator Sarah Elfreth with about $513,000. But money does not win elections. Show up at that forum tonight and hear from the 17 candidates that are going to be there themselves. Polling-wise, Elfreth is outpacing Dunn, as well as fellow state senator Clarence Lamb. Meanwhile, over in the Maryland U.S. Senate race, that is shaping up to be one of the most expensive in the state's history, with Democrat David Trone spending over $40 million of his own money. The race is also highlighted by a significant support for Republican candidate, former Governor Larry Hogan, backed by a super PAC funded with $10 million from a major Republican donor. This high-stakes contest does follow the retirement of longtime U.S. Senator Ben Cardin. And if we look at those polls, Trone is ahead of Prince George's County Executive Angela Alsobrooks on the Democratic side, and Hogan is far ahead of his nearest competitor on the Republican side. And with a matchup between Trone and Hogan right now, polls do suggest that Hogan comes out on top. On the housing front, Maryland's real estate market has experienced a significant drop in home sales, down 13.9% from last year, coupled with a sharp decline in available inventory and a notable increase in housing prices and interest rates. Now, the Maryland General Assembly has responded by passing House Bill 538, which does aim to increase housing density in certain areas and ease zoning laws to alleviate the state's housing shortage. Finally, the IRS is urging Marylanders to claim their unclaimed tax refunds from 2020, which total more than $26 million. These are all mostly due to the extensions from the pandemic. The deadline to claim these refunds has been extended to May 17th, so there is not a lot of time. If you miss it, they're going to send it to me. That's a little thing that Congressman Sarbanes snuck into the Omnibus Act for me. Up this Saturday on the Local Business Spotlight, we're going to be chatting with Lee Norwood, who knows all about getting kids into the right college. She is the owner of Annapolis College Consulting and also a new program called College Sharks. So if you have a kid that may be headed to college, you don't want to miss this one. It does drop at noon on Saturday. And by now, you do know the drill. Please let your friends, neighbors, and colleagues all know about our daily news recap email. It is free. It comes to your email inbox every night at 7 p.m. And it's going to keep you up to speed on all the top local news stories. And it's paywall free. Many thanks for sharing it in advance, as always. All right, let's put this puppy to bed with a quick thank you to you and also to our sponsors for the Daily News Brief. Annapolis Subaru, the SPCA of Anne Arundel County, Solar Energy Services, and Hospice of the Chesapeake. So now you just need to hang tight because George Young from DCMDVA Weather is standing by with the only locally forecasted weather report you're going to find. And Bridget, also known as Beeper Buzz, is actually lucky to be here this morning because she always sends her After Dark segments to me so darned late. Anyhow, all that's coming up for you in just a bit, so stick around.
Have you ever had to wait to get an appointment at the Apple Store? Skip the wait and the line at the mall by visiting MacMedics in Severna Park or Lanham, where appointments are not necessary. MacMedics is an Apple-authorized service provider. MacMedics services all Apple devices, including broken iPhone screens and batteries, and all without an appointment. Most iPhone repairs are complete the same day and usually within a few hours. MacMedics is also an Apple-authorized reseller and sell Apple products at the same price as the Apple Store. Visit MacMedics in Severna Park or Lanham for Apple-authorized sales and service and shop local. Don't wait for help. Call MacMedics at 410-757-MAX, which is 410-757-6227. It's 410-757-6227. Or visit them online at MacMedics.com. When you live near Annapolis, you know how fickle the weather can be. So you need a truly local forecast that's accurate and reliable. Forecast right here in Annapolis. DCMDVA weather is not just for today, but for the rest of the week and the weekend too. Now here's George Young of DCMDVA weather with the weather outlook for today and beyond.
Hey everyone, this is George with DCMDVA Weather, and this is your Eye on Annapolis forecast for Wednesday, April 17th. Yesterday brought weather perfection to the Annapolis region, and while today through the weekend will still be very comfortable, we'll have to deal with a bit more rain tomorrow into Thursday a.m., and possibly again with a few more showers late on Friday. Look for mixed skies today with highs in the 65 to 70 degree range, with a chance for some rain, which should generally be light, though a thunderstorm or two can't be ruled out, with rain chances also lasting into Thursday morning, with Thursday being a mostly cloudy day, with highs in the lower 70s for most in the region. From there, it's more clouds and mid to upper 60s Friday with a chance for a few late p.m. showers, with the weekend ahead bringing mostly sunny skies with highs near 70 degrees on Saturday and in the 60 to 65 degree range on Sunday. Okay, that's it for today. This is George Young of DCMDVA Weather. Make it a great day out there today. Stay healthy and be safe, and be sure to follow DCMDVA Weather on Facebook and X for weather updates each day, along with the website at dcmdvaweather.info, so you can always stay weather informed.
Hello, energy consumers. This is Rick Peters, president of Solar Energy Services. Is all this talk of inflation making you uneasy? Me too, especially the uncertainty. How bad will it eat into my future purchasing power? Well, don't feel helpless, because solar energy can give you some financial control. By installing and owning your solar system, you can lock out electricity cost inflation by locking in your electricity price for more than 25 years. Many of our inflation-fighting clean energy systems offset 100% of the annual electricity demands. Customers frequently add electric vehicle charging and backup batteries to their solar projects, providing them inexpensive auto fuel and additional energy security for the home. Freeze energy inflation in its tracks by committing to affordable, clean solar energy. Call us today at 410-923-6090 or visit us at solarsaves.net. But don't wait another minute. Sunshine's a waste.
Sunshine, sunshine, nothing else can make me feel so fine.
The music scene in Anne Arundel County is popping, and sometimes it's hard to sort through it all. From blues to pop, from funk to ska, Beeper Buzz has it all covered for you in this week's Annapolis After Dark.
Good morning, Annapolis. Beeper Buzz here with your Annapolis After Dark weekend music highlights for Wednesday, April 17th through Sunday, April 21st. Go to the socials for Annapolis Streaming and Beeper Buzz, and also both websites for the full schedule. We update the Facebook posts and our websites with changes and cancellations so you know before you go. AnnapolisStreaming.com, AnnapolisMusic.us, and BeeperBuzz.com. Live music for today, Wednesday. Blues Suede Bop will be having a honky-tonk dance party at EDC. You must be a member or a guest of a member to attend the Eastport Democratic Club events on Wednesdays, but grab a member and make them a friend. Velvet Horizon will be at Dark Horse, and Irish Traditional Sessions with Peter Bryce and friends will fill Maryland Avenue with the sounds of Ireland. That was the music for Annapolis on Wednesday. Now around the county on Wednesday, Larry Lay returns to Brewing Brew with the happy hour that lasts as long as he plays. Eric Scott and Doug Segree return to Harper's Waterfront Restaurant in Edgewater. And Dana B. returns to Galliano's Italian Restaurant up in Gambrels. Wednesday, under my other things to do at the bottom of every day on the schedule, trivia at Annapolis Market House in downtown Annapolis every Wednesday. Thursday in Annapolis, Rick and the Revolving Doors will be at Dark Horse. Sydney Smith will be at Annapolis Market House. Around the county, Nate Finn will be up at Brian Brew in Severna Park. And don't forget, Thursday is their oyster night there, shucked right in front of you. Friday night music in Annapolis. Sidewalk Soul will be downstairs at Middleton Tavern. And Troll Tribe will be at Stan and Joe's on West Street. Around the county, music returns to Stan and Joe's Riverside on Friday with Chris Button. And rumor has it that the Deck Bar is opening. Down the road in Edgewater, Johnny Paulus will be at Waterman's Tavern. And Brant Austin Dunn will be at Cooper's Tavern. Up in Severna Park, George Evans and Tom and a special guest will be at Severna Park Tap House. The Music Room with Scott Voorhees will be inside at Mother's just down the road. And up in the Dina, Red Buddy and the Ruckus returns to the Rumor Reel in Pasadena. Saturday in Annapolis, start with brunch with music by Michael Kay of Pretty Big Deal at Bread and Butter Kitchen, the best view in Eastport. The Corsicans will be at Dark Horse. And around the county on Saturday, the Bards return to Severna Park Tap House. The National Bohemians will be at Brian Brew, also in Severna Park. And Meerkat Nation will be at Mother's in Arnold, just down the road. Up in Odenton, Joey Fitz will be at Crooked Crab Brewing. And Chris Button will be at Bayside Inn in the Edgewater Mayo area. There's going to be a big party Saturday night up in the Gambrels Crofton area with the Grilled Lincolns. They're having a big party, an underwater crush brew release party at Firm Brewing. Sunday fun day in Annapolis, Brant Austin Dunn will be inside the Closed Street Dining and Market Space just outside of Federal House and Market House. Christopher Baldwin of The Bard and the Bird returns to Galway Bay. Open Mic returns to Dark Horse, hosted by Ben Heemstra of Ben and the B-Band Sunday night. And here is a big one. The Samples are coming back to Annapolis Smokehouse. Tickets are still available, and they don't come through very often, so grab yours on the Smokehouse Facebook page. Around the county on Sunday, Migs will be at Firm Brewing up in the Gambrels Crofton area. The Jazz Perpetrators return to Brian Brew in Severna Park. A couple fun events in Edgewater on Sunday. Gretna Green will be at Mana in Edgewater for their farmer's market in the parking lot. And the annual open house at Renegade Classics will be on Sunday with music by Drivetrain. This is one of my favorite events. Remember, these are just the highlights. Find the full schedule of music for all of Annapolis and the surrounding areas on the Annapolis Streaming Facebook event and on the websites AnnapolisStreaming.com, AnnapolisMusic.us, and BeeperBuzz.com, spelled B-E-E-P-R-B-U-Z-Z. Add the websites to the homepage of your cell phone, then they become an app. Then it's just two clicks to the music anytime. I'll see you out there.
Coping with advanced illness can be overwhelming, and determining the best options for a loved one isn't always so easy. But here at Hospice of the Chesapeake, your hometown hospice, we want you to know you do have a choice. You can choose exactly who provides the care and the type of care you receive. And it's your decision when and where your loved one receives that care. We have served our community, family, and friends for over 40 years. We are there when you need us. Learn how we can help at hospicechesapeake.org.
You've been listening to the Ion Annapolis Daily News Brief. Tell your friends and colleagues, this is the podcast where you can keep up on the latest with what's going on in Annapolis and Anne Arundel County. And don't forget about our website, ionannapolis.net, where you can find even more information. And make sure you follow us on Facebook at All Annapolis and on Twitter at Ion Annapolis. This Daily News Brief podcast comes to you every Monday through Friday at 6 a.m.